It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Last Saturday's win for Bemidji State's backup goalie, Raythan Robbins, wasn't the first time that a backup goalie has won a game in Duluth. Details on the teddy bear toss. Next, it's Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Win in relief last Saturday in Duluth for Raythan Robbins. Wasn't the first time that a Beaver backup goalie has won a game in Duluth against the Bulldogs. One of the more memorable, December the 9th, 2006. Starting goalie Matt Climie made 9 saves in the first 14 minutes, but gave up 4 goals. Beavers were down 3-0 early, scored a power play goal on one of the most unusual power plays imaginable. It was Duluth's teddy bear toss game. Fans threw teddy bears after the first goal, the second goal, and the third goal, earning a bench minor for unsportsmanlike conduct against Minnesota Duluth. Beavers Travis Winter scoring on the power play flipped the script for BSU, came back to win the game by the final score of 6-5, Blaine Jarvis scoring the game winner midway through overtime. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
That era, we had some crazy games. We had the teddy bear toss. Georgie scored the one goal, and I can't remember if that was a teddy bear toss in overtime. You know, Jarv got a goal in overtime, and Georgie got a goal in overtime. And I can't, you know, it's too long ago to remember which game was which, but, those are some crazy games, yeah.
Beavers were down 4-1 after the first. Game tied 5-5 headed to the third. Scoreless in the third. Jarvis scoring his second goal of the night to win it. The Jordan George overtime winner happened January 23rd, 2010. Beavers rallying for a 5-4 overtime victory once again at the deck.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.